called Miss Moroisov. The Kerlov, Rashi said, that means type of hangers, that the Chendveni, the storekeeper, hangs his things outside to show off his merchandise. So the Iker is the nails. If that's metal, it's Makabutuma. Besulam, by a ladder, Holachachar Shlivoisov. You go with the planks on the ladder. If it's made out of metal, it's Makabutuma. Be Arasei, Holachachar Shal Shlivoisov. Be Arasei, so Rashi that was named the weights. So the yikr of the weight is the chain that you hang it with. The chachamim maimrim though no hakoil holach achra maimid. The yikr is the maimid. You go boss, so what's holding up everything? If that's made out of metal, it's makabotuma. If it's not, it's not makabotuma. But koponim, this is the terrace to the steer and the brayser. If an isha goes out with a ring that has a chesim shichayiv chatis, because the yikr is the chemia is the chesim, and it's not called a tachshit. And this brayser says it is called a tachshit. Holds like a tanakama, the yikr is the ring. Our Brisa said, let's start him. If it has a chaysim on it, if it has a signet, it's tachshadish. Then it's called a tachshadish. That's why it's makabotumah, because it's called a kli for nish. If it doesn't have a chaysim, tachshadishim. For Shabbos, if an isha goes out with a kli, with a ring that has a chaysim on it, should be chayiv chatis, because it's not called a tachshad for an isha, it's only called a tachshad for the man. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Oman, Tumah Shabbos Karomis. What's the whole steve to start off with? Yesk in the Kasha on Hilchah Shabbos, Tilchah Tumah. The word, since our Mishnah says, if an Isha walks out with the ring that has a chesim, she's chayiv chatis, so you see, it's not called a tachshit, it should not be called a kli. So therefore, it's a Kasha, why is it Makabel Tumah? It's not called a kli. The Teret says, Hilchah Tumah has its own halacha. And Tumah Kli Maisa, Rachmona Torah says it has to be a Kli Maisa. And it's called a Kli Maisa. You could do things with this Kli. You could sign your name with it. That's the way we used to sign then. Shabbos, though, Mishum Masui. By Shabbos, the question carrying out this ring is called a Masui. Now, what's the heter? That if it's a Tachshit, it's bought to the goof. But an Isha does not wear a ring with a signet for a Tachshit. Is Mishum Masui, Rachmona. Ain't no Lechoisim. If the ring does not have a Choisim on it, then Tachshit. He has a shame tachshit, then she's mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. It's like a bottle to the goof. But if it has a chesim on it, then we say it's considered a masli, and therefore she's chayv chatis. If hilchus tumah, both of these are called the keli, and therefore they're mekabel tumah. Right, the Mishnah says, v'loy b'machut she'ena nekuva. An isha cannot go out with Shabbos with a pin, with a needle that does not have a hole in it. So the diak is that midiraisa it's mutter, it's only yasu midirabonin. Freti gemor lo mai chazia. Why is it mutter midiraisa? What can she use? What tarshit is it to walk out with a pin that doesn't have a hole in it? Omalay abaya. Omar Rabbi Yosef. Hail the yisha ageras bosara. And yisha uses it to keep her hair in place. So since she's using it for tashmish of her body, that's like bot to the goof, that's also had to walk out with it. It should be like a type of a girdle, like something an isha wears around her to hold up the stockings, which is tahor. And she's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, because the pshat is, since it's made litznius to hold up, we're not afraid she'll take it off and show somebody. So here also, if the pin is made to hold the hair in place, we should not be afraid she'll take it off on Shabbos to show a friend, because it's litznius. Elo Tirgmo Rav Ado Narshoi Kaimed Rav Yosef Hail the Isha Cholekes Bosara, that the purpose of this needle is not to hold the hair in place, but like to part the hair. When she makes hair, she likes to part it, so she uses this needle to part it. Shatigmor Beshabbos Lomechazim Avodazoy Lechur, but you can't part your hair on Shabbos, you can't like make your hair on Shabbos. So what purpose of a kli does it have on Shabbos? Omar Rova Tachshalzov Yeshlo. There it says, this needle, even though it's used to part the hair, but it also has a shem tachshit on it. It has a piece of gold on it. Al Rosh on the top of it. Smeilu b'chel, in the middle of the week, chalek is bosara. She uses it to separate her hair. B'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, menichto keneged padachta. On Shabbos, she doesn't use it to set her hair, but she uses it rather to let it stick out on her forehead as a piece of jewelry, that the gold is sticking out. Therefore, on Shabbos, midiraisa it's mutter for to wear it, because it's called a tachshit. But midirabonah, the Mishnah says, she cannot go out, because we're afraid she'll take it off and show somebody on Shabbos. Rashi says, l'may chazet Rashi, l'tachshit etoni enich yevet chattis. is what can Isha do with this needle? It's mashmir, it's that there's now Isha deraisa, so it has to be some tashmish for her. Ageras basara, hayyitzi chusakishura, the hair that stick out. For the Gemara Bazoi, let it be like a virus that she used. Rashi says, he came in at Sada, Shoistin, the Shuker, to mate for thighs, me abot the Shuker, to keep up the stockings, Lahotkin, Shlayipla Raglup. She has a strap around the thigh to keep up the stockings. Is Tahira, the lap Tashati. It's not Makabotum, it's not called the Kli. Elatashmish Labotish Shuker. The purpose of it is to keep the stockings up. It's a Tashmish to the person. Devi Kitabas Akalim. The Armenian Tahiris were Perkin Liel. The Yaitzin Baba, she could walk out with it. She Tzorachla in Botish Shuker. Because she needs it for her stockings. For heavy mass of Yaitzin, Chivon Tzniusahi. About this, to keep up the stockings is an Indian of Tznius. We're not afraid she'll take it off. Umach with the show somebody. For high machid nami, the same thing with this needle. Let's knee as the sar be shevram. Why is she keeping this needle there to hold the hair in place? Because sar is called an erva by Nishim. She won't show off. She won't take it off to show off, to show somebody because of him. Because she doesn't want the hair to become uncovered. For your mind, the taste like a tchila. The kasher is, if the purpose of this needle is to keep the hair in place, so it should be mutter to wear it, because it's not called the masa, because it's called the tashmish of the Adam. And we should not be afraid that she'll take it off, because it's a sneeze. She won't take it off, because she's a rabbin. Elamai, the pshat from the thindle is cholekis. The trash lakan lakan separates the hair, the emtsa, roisha, shakir, and gyusa blas. Over Shabbos, lamai chazif, red gemar, rabbi Shabbos, ain't a cholekis to sarum. On Shabbos, the isha doesn't make a hair. And she was afraid she'll pull out the hair, or else tam, this dininya of kliyas, of making your hair, of like braiding the hair, which you're not supposed to do on Shabbos, to braid the hair. So on Shabbos, she doesn't use it for this purpose, so why would she be going out with it? The Teretz is Tashel Zog Yesh La Roisha. It has a piece of gold on it, to Echad. The Asheni Ukitsev, and the second part has a pin to it. The Choyel Nemil, the Wite Cholek Esara, she separates the hair with it. Bukits, Uvi Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Toich Vois Ukits Beshovcha, on Shabbos, she sticks the needle into like the kerchief. The Atashab Roisha Asheni Munacha Padachta, and the golden piece, that's the ornament, that's the tashit, it sticks out on her forehead, so she goes out with that on Shabbos to be able to wear it for jewelry. So that's why it's awesome to Rabbanu, maybe she'll take it off. So really, the place speaks out that once we're saying it's a piece of jewelry, like Hashta Lehoye Tzorach Lehoye Meshachlech Ezbosara, it's not Negeya that she could separate a hair with it anymore. The Iker is that it's a piece of jewelry. But he says that's the emes, that this jewelry, it has two points to it. That it has a pointy part that you can use to separate your hair, and the other part is to make yourself look nice as a piece of jewelry. Zokta Mishnah. Lo yeitze yo'ish b'sandal ha-mesumer. On Shabbos, a man cannot walk out with shoes that has like pikes, has like nails sticking out of them. Strashi sandal ha-mesumer shall eat. It was a wooden kli, a wooden shoe. Who? V'toichvim mismuris, and has a lot of nails inside it. Lamala lechazek ha-tachtem, to make it strong. Imelion, to make the top and bottom part strong. The Gemara Farash Mai Taima Gozrube. What's the Issa to walk out with shoes that has nails sticking out, like points coming out of the shoe? Vaita Velei Biyochit, you can't walk out just with one shoe on Shabbos. Bizman Shein Baraglov Maka. If you don't have a Maka, if you don't have a Maka on one foot, like one foot has a wound, then it'll be mutter to wear one shoe. But if you don't have a wound, you're not allowed to walk out with one shoe on Shabbos. Because the Gzera will be Choshed, maybe you're carrying the other shoe. That the other shoe you're holding underneath your arm. Another pshat Rashi says is Dilma Mechachile. People laugh at you. Vishokan, you take off the one shoe you're wearing. The Lishalafle, Umamtile Biyode, and you walk with it in your hands. Vishicha Shabbos, and you forget today is Shabbos. Oh me, Ubizman Shiesh Paraglemaka, but if you have a wound on one leg, shari, then it's mutter. The Gemara boy, Bahimanay Yoivle. In which foot do you put the shoe? Do you put the shoe on the foot that you have the wound, or do you put the shoe on the other foot? But a kopon, if you have a wound, then it's a shkir to go out with one shoe. Then we're not afraid that people think either you're carrying the other shoe, or else people won't start laughing at you, and we're not afraid you'll take off the shoe and carry it. But if you don't have a maki, it's also to walk out on Shabbos, go out with Shabbos wearing only one shoe. So the Mishnah v'lei b'tfilin, a man can wear tfilin on Shabbos. V'lei b'kemeya, and not a kemeya, an amulet That's like a charm. That's for a refuah to keep you. If you get sick, you wear this kemei. It makes you, gives you refuah. Bizman sheinim min amumcha. If it wasn't checked out 3 times, didn't heal you. But if it healed you 3 times, that's called like a takshit, and you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. V'lei b'shirion v'lei b'kasta. It's a type of a shield that you wear when you go out to fight in the army. V'lei b'megfayim. Megafayim, we'll see in the Gemara, it's also a type of a shield that he wears for Muhammad. The Yom Yotza, but if he walks out wearing these shields on Shabbos, Eino Chayiv Chattis. He's not Chayiv Chattis. The Heis Medirais say it's called like a Malbish. Why is it Rashi? Shiri and Kasto Megafayim, a forest big Gemara. The Gemara will explain. Eino Chayiv Chattis, Tekula Min Malbushim Ninu. They're all type of clothing. Since in the middle of the weekday you wear this when you go to fight, therefore on Shabbos is still called the Beged, and there's no Issa D'Raisa to wear it out. Mashmas only Yosem the Rabbi. Here's up to Gemara. Sandal HaMesumer, my timer. What's the time the Rabbanan said that you can't go out with a shoe that has nails on it? So the Gemara Omar Shmuel, Shalafi HaGzeiro Hoyum. There was a time when the governments, the Romans, Mr. made a gzera to ask the Yidden from doing mitzvahs. People used to run away from the gzera, the mitzvahs. They used to hide themselves in a cave. The omru, they would say, whoever comes in, let them come in. Because the pshat is, when you come in, you'll look around and make sure no enemies are looking, so you'll get in safe. Nobody will know where you are. But when you leave the hiding place, nobody should go out. Because they're afraid when you go out, the goyim will see you, and they'll know where we're hiding. First to look around, make sure, Shein, not the boy, nobody sees you. So they'll let you come in. Maybe there are enemies outside. And you don't know when you come out that they're watching you. For Yeru, they'll see you. For Yavinu, they'll understand that we are here. So that was the Maisa. They were the hiding in the caves. The Maisa was Neapach Sandolo Shalechud. One of the people had his sandals turned around opposite way. Is when he came in, Kisvurim Haim Echod Mehem Yotze. They thought that one person went out, because the shoe steps in the ground looked as if they're going outwards. Veru Oyevim. And they're afraid that the Oyevim, the enemy, saw them, saw this person leave. The Yachshav Boyin Aleim. And now the enemy is going to come inside the cave and kill us all out. Is Dochu Zeb, is everybody panicked inside and started to push one another? For Hogu Zeb Zeb, and all the Eden inside killed one another. Yoseh more Mimash Ogu Behem Oivim. More than the enemies killed them, they killed themselves. This was the Maisa that happened. Maisa is because the Eden were wearing this sandal, these type of shoes that had pegs inside of nails sticking out. So when they were pushing one against the other, the pegs killed the other ones. Such Rashi, Neapach Sandoloi. A sandal has 2 corners to it. We can tie it on both sides. It's nicker though, which side is the front, like one side is the pointy, one side is the round. When you tie it, one person turned around the shoes the other way. Niros, that looks on the ground, Hanichnas, the one that came in, is Kilahu Yates, as if he went outside. The Nikr Mokaima Bekarka, and it was Nikr who's placed in the Karka, so the people inside thought that one of them left. So they got panicked. For Horguze, as Zezek Rashi, Bidchikosim, they were pushing. Show you Sandalei Musumorim, because their sandals had these nails sticking out of them. Kain Oysim, Shoysim Laragli Asusim, the same type of sandals, shoes you make for a sus. Rosheim Ovim, that the head of it is very thick. Here also it had nails sticking out of the shoes. So Gemara Beloi Ben Elozer Oimer. The mice was a little bit different. They were sitting in the caves. They were afraid of the goyim. And they heard a voice from top of the mor. So Toys learns, Latim, the mice was, Kail shall sandal hamasumer. That they heard the goyim trampling with their sandalum that had the nails inside it. Kisvurim hayu shabu aleim oivim. They thought that the goyim found out where they are and they're coming in. Dochu zeh bezeh horgu zeh zeh. And they pushed one another and panicked, and they killed one another. More than what the Oivim killed them. Rami by Yecheskel Leimer, Bebeis HaKnesses Hayu Yoshvim. The mice was a little bit different. They were sitting in shul. Vishamu Koel Miachura Beis HaKnesses. And they heard a noise from the back of the Beis HaKnesses. Is Kisvurim, the Yidin inside, thought, Hayu Shebo Aleim Oivim. That the Goyim found out where they're hiding and they're coming to get them. Is Dochu Zeb Zeb, they panicked and pushed one another. For Hogu Zeb Zeb Yoshim Imar Shehogu Behem Oivim. And by pushing and hurting and killing one another, they killed more than the Goyim killed themselves. And the Grash learns Pshabul Horgu Zehzeh, Pidchikosim by pushing, Shoyu Sandalehem Misumorim, because the sandals had these nails sticking out. Kenoisim Shoysim Ragli Asusim Roshemov. So the Gemara B'Yosishu at that time, Omru the Chom made a Gzeir and said, Al Yeitze Odom Bisandal HaMasumor. A person is not allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing such shoes that have, wearing such sandals that has these nails sticking out from the soles. For at the Gemara, if this is the time of the Gzeira, he hochi b'chil namilisisir. They should even ask her people from wearing a sandal amesumer in the middle of the weekday. Like it has nothing to do with the Easter Shabbos, the Stam Gzeira. About that one time the Eden killed one another by pushing with their shoes, we don't want the Eden to wear these shoes. And for the Gemara, Maisa ki heavy b'Shabbos heavy. The Maisa at that time happened was on Shabbos. Before when the Beis Knesset then, they were hiding then. But since the Maisa happened on Shabbos, Chas Chomen made a gzera, like to remember that murder, that happening. And since it happened on Shabbos, they only asked us from wearing this shoe, this type of a sandal on Shabbos. For the Gemara, the mice happened on Shabbos, only Shabbos should be yosa, not Yom Tov. How come we learned? Rashi al Yetzai ish b'Shabbos. Therefore, the Chom made a gzera not to go out on Shabbos, can force the Kamei. To be Shabbos, all you mice remain a mur also. The Chom acid like the mice happen. Alom atanan the mesech the beitzo. Mishal chret gemara. Why is it also on Yom Tov? Alom atanan, what we learn?